The name of the sefer that we're going to learn something on Hanukkah, it's called Nois Desha. It's from the Sachachava. It's collected from different writings. The Shem Shmuel is the next generation, but this is really the Sachachava's own shtiklach. We'll look at the second page, Kufnun Vav. I don't know, depending on which you had first, that's either the first or the second. Okay, Beis, the piece Beis. Masechta Shabbos. Masev Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asks, it says by the menorah, Michutz leparoiches ha'edas yarech, that you should put it up right outside the paroches of the edas. In other words, the luchas are called edas. The paroches is sort of covers them. That's the paroches of the edas. And the menorah should be immediately outside. So the Gemara darshens it that, in other words, the menorah is part of that edus. So the Gemara asks v'chilo oiru tzarech. Does the Beis Hamikdash need the oir of the ner? It doesn't need it. It has its own ha'ar of the shechina. Ela edus hi leboye oilam shashchina shor b'Yisrael. It's testimony that the shechina shor in Yisrael. So it's ke'ilu was saying you have something that's called edus right in the middle. And the neros are mitzarif to it. They become part of that edus, and that's why it's edus shashchin shor b'Yisrael. So Rashi explains it. Rashi says it is because it the ner maravi light first and then it finishes last. But he's going to dwell on a different point. Olachur yesh lahavin lomar edus shashchin shor b'Yisrael hidafke b'neros. Halikam nisan asa b'migdash. It says there were 10 nisim that took place in the Migdash. So there are constantly 10 nisim. So if somebody wanted to prove that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the base of Migdash or whatever, you had a Sarah nisim. So why are the Edus the only real testimony?